This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, humming a southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there. Saw the spot I would see no more. And as she rolled away, I heard the pale moon say, so long, it's lonesome here.
Moon was was high o'er Sun Valley. When we kissed and said goodbye so tenderly. Though each night we're far apart, I thrill within my heart. For in dreams you come again to me. Then I awake to cry again, for waking means goodbye again to a lovely memory. When the moon comes over Sun Valley, I'll close my eyes and dream you're back with me. Come again to me. Then I awake to cry again, for waking means goodbye again to a lovely memory. When the moon comes over Sun Valley, I'll close my eyes and dream you're back with me. Adiololu.
The Sons of the Pioneers with When the Moon Comes Over Sun Valley. That's a great song, isn't it? We also heard from the Rainsmen featuring Robert Wagner with Song of the Trail. And Andy Parker and the Plainsmen opened today's show with Way Out There. Now here's Bob Wagner once again, singing a song composed by our friend Rusty Richards. It's called Lure of the Wilderness. And it's the title song from one of Bob Wagner's CDs.
There's an echo comes calling down out of the hills. From the canyon walls I hear it ring. It's a wild heart that cries where the waterfall spills. If you listen, you'll hear it sing. Loti, come to me. You hear it, then you hear it echo again. Loti, come to me. You hear it, then you hear it echo again. There's a rainbow mist rising up into the sky. There's a thundering river below. Like a bird with a broken wing long. It's crying out to me, I know. Loti, come to me. You hear it echo from the steep canyon walls. Loti, come to me. You hear it there, you hear its echoing call. There's a feeling of mystery that blows in the breeze. That calls to my heart to come stay. In the wilderness mountains, the rivers and trees, and it's beckoning to me today. Loti, come to me. You hear it there, you hear its echoing song. Loti, come to me. Come home, it's where you belong.
Robert Wagner and Lure of the Wilderness, a great composition by Rusty Richards. A few years back, An old friend of mine, Rick Huff, from New Mexico, decided to issue a compilation CD of music performed by and by and large written by New Mexicans. He knew all these musicians down in New Mexico and thought they were doing some mighty fine work, and we've chosen three songs from that compilation that we'd like to share with you because we thought you'd like them too. The first one is called Minuet Swing. I don't know why they used that title, because to me it sounds pretty close to the cattle call. You see what you think. Shirley Metzler and Bill Bailey do it for us. From New Mexico, titled Minuet Swing. The musicians were Shirley Metzler and Bill Bailey. Now, the Sons of the Rio Grande from down New Mexico way have an old tune that Gene Autry used to sing. It's called Rhythm of the Hoofbeats. We thought they did a mighty fine job with it.
Hoofbeats pounded on the prairie make a mighty pleasing sound. Listen to the rhythm of the hoofbeats thumping on the dusty ground. Longhorns loping on the prairie, cowhands chasing them around, yelling to the rhythm of the hoofbeats, bedding little dogies down. If they start stampeding when the lightning comes, rope that steer that's leading, stop those prairie drums. Hoofbeats pounding on the prairie make a mighty pleasing sound. Listen to the rhythm of the hoofbeats thumping on the dusty ground. Thank you.
if they start stampeding. When the lightning comes, rope that steer that's leading, stop those prairie drums. Hoofbeats pounding on the prairie make a mighty pleasing sound. Listen to the rhythm of the hoofbeats thumping on the dusty ground, thumping on the dusty ground, thumping on the dusty ground.
The Sons of the Rio Grande with Rhythm of the Hoofbeats. And now to close this three-song set of music from New Mexico and some of New Mexico's finest Western artists, here's one by Eric Darling and Border Town. It's called Out on the Western Plains.
Come all you young cowboys, and would you like to go? Come all you young cowboys, and would you like to go? And meet with the Lone Ranger on the trail of the buffalo. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. What was the greatest battle was ever on the Western Plains? What was the greatest battle was ever on the Western Plains? When me and a bunch of cowgirls run into Jesse James. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. If your house catch fire and there ain't no water around, if your house catch fire and there ain't no water around, throw your suitcase out the window, let the damn thing burn down. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. When I was a cowboy out on the Western Plains, when I was a cowboy out on the Western Plains, I made a half a million pulling on the bridle reins. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come all you young cowboys, and would you like to go? Come all you young cowboys, and would you like to go and meet with the Lone Ranger on the trail of the buffalo? Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay. Come a cow cow, come a cow cow, yucky yucky yay.
Eric Darling and Border Town, with some sound effects added there at the end to add a little atmosphere to their tune Out on the Western Plains. Well, here's a song that needs no introduction. We've closed our three-song set of music from New Mexico now, and we have Marty Robbins to sing about the girl with gardenias in her hair.
One starry night in a little town in old Mexico, I found my love down by the sea where soft trade winds blow. She came in the night with perfume that sweetened the air, and I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. I glanced her way. She smiled and my heart started to sing. She came into my arms and the night became a sweet magic thing. When I held her close, I knew I'd follow her anywhere. And I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. We shared through the night our love until the first light of dawn. Then one last kiss, and like a whisper on the wind, she was gone. I go each night to the places where she once spoke my name. Some call me fool, they say I'm chasing only a dream. But I know one day I'll turn and suddenly she'll be there. And I'll spend my life with a girl with gardenias in her hair.
Last night as I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky, I wondered if ever a cowboy would drift to that sweet by and by. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Little doggies, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggies, roll on. The road to that bright, happy region is a dim, narrow trail, so they say, but the broad one that leads to perdition is posted and blazed all the way. They say there will be a great roundup and cowboys like doggies will stand to be marked by the riders of judgment who are posted and know every brand. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Get you, that he knows every action and look. So for safety, you'd better get branded, have your name in that great tally book. Roll on. Roll on, roll on, roll on.
Of course, that was Eddie Arnold with The Cowboy's Dream, and now we have another Western classic, My Adobe Hacienda, performed for us by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. So desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. Setting sun says the long day is done. Sweet music starts to fill the air.
In my adobe hacienda, harmony is everywhere.
Andy Parker and the Plainsmen with My Adobe Hacienda. Back in 1940, there was a very popular song going around titled Call of the Canyon. It was recorded by several artists, and Gene Autry was one of those artists. He also used it as the title for one of his films. But for some reason, it's a little hard to find a copy of that recording today. I don't know why. We've got it for you, though. Here's Gene Autry and his original recording of Call of the Canyon.
Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight, up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon bringing back your answer to me.
Gene Autry and his original recording of Call of the Canyon. As you know, I'm sure, canyons are a prominent feature in our Western landscape, and the greatest of all is the Grand Canyon. Ken Curtis recorded a song titled The Grand Canyon, and we thought you might enjoy it. Here's Ken Curtis with a couple of his friends from the Sons of the Pioneers who came by the studio to help him record this beautiful song about the Grand Canyon, one of our national treasures.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Shadows yawn on Navajo coast. Soft echoes return from bright painted canyon walls.
Grand canyons
whispering. Heads bowed in prayer. Such splendor I see. In reverie they frame it there.
Grand Canyon.
Who made the blend? Each mighty rend in the earth turned to the sky.
Then there's a hush, an atheist blush, a tear in a humble eye.
Though life should end and eyes no longer see, these shadowed halls and painted walls,
these are eternity.
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon.
Ken Curtis, the fellow who played Festus on television a few years after he completed his work as a member of the Sons of the Pioneers. Now it's time for our Country Corner, and today we're going to go back to the 1940s and 50s, starting off with a tune from the early 1940s called Fireball Mail. And to sing it for us, here are Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys.
Watch her fly, hugging the rain. Let her bye, 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 it's a fireball mail. Let her go, look at her speed. Hear her blow, whistle and scream, like a hound wagging his tail. Dallas bound, 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 it's fireball mail. look at her climb. See that freight clearing the rail. Bet she's late, 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 the Farvel mail. Watch her swerve, look at her sway. Get that curve out of the way. Watch her fly, look at her say. Let her bye, 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 it's a Farvel mail. Here she comes, look at her roll. There she goes, eating that coal. Watch her fly, hugging the rain. Let her bye, 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 it's a Farvel mail.
Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys with the Farvel Mail. Marty Robbins, when he first started out, tried to get into the rockabilly field. He recorded some songs that were being made popular by other artists in both the country and the rock and roll field. His record gave some pretty good competition to a record that was made by a fellow named Guy Mitchell. We're talking about a song called Singin' the Blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. That I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Marty Robbins with his record of Singing the Blues. Well, in 1953, I guess it was just a little bit before Marty's record, Webb Pierce was recording hit after hit. One of his biggest hits, especially for that year, was There Stands the Glass. Here's Webb Pierce.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain. That will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears. That will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. My first one to take.
Webb Pierce with There Stands the Glass. That's one of the songs that made him famous. He had a lot of them, though. In fact, he made so much money back when country music had a fairly limited audience, but he helped spread that audience. He helped grow that audience, I guess, in today's terminology. And he dressed in flashy outfits and built a huge swimming pool at his mansion outside of Nashville in the shape of a guitar. His swimming pool was shaped like a guitar. And he had a big car, a new car he had fashioned with steer horns and so forth. And he loved having tourists come by his house to see, especially to see his pool and his car. That's Webb Pierce. Well, now to close this three-song set, we've got a name that you all know, I'm sure. It's Ray Price and his Cherokee Cowboys, and they've got a tune called I'll Be There.
There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me. Big enough to slow me. I never have seen a river that's too wide. There ain't no jail tight enough to lock me. Ain't no man big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. So love me if you're ever gonna love. I never have seen a road too rough to ride. There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me. Ain't no breeze big enough to slow me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. There ain't no rope stout enough to bind me. Look for me, honey, you will find me. Any old time, you're ready with your charm. I'll be here, ready and awaiting. There won't be any hesitating. I'll be there if you ever want me in your arms. So love me, if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen a road too rough to ride. breeze big enough to slow me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side.
Ray Price and his Cherokee Cowboys finishing up a four-song set. I think I said it was a three-song set. We played four songs in this set of country music, and we hope you enjoyed each and every one of them. Well, right now we've got a song that's probably better played during Halloween, but it's not easy to program a show for Halloween because Halloween isn't celebrated everywhere this show is heard, for one thing, and for another, the show airs on different dates. But if you like, you can imagine it's Halloween right now, because we're going to hear a spooky tune from Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. It's just an instrumental, but it's a spooky one, I think you'll agree. And we hope you like it. It's called The Hat Band Jitters, and it features Harry Sims on fiddle. Band Jitters by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. That was a fun song, wasn't it? Well, we've got another fun song coming up next. It's by a friend of ours named Craig Chambers. I haven't seen Craig in a long time, but he used to live just down the road from me. He's got a song about a real-life cowboy detective whose name was Charlie Siringo. He tells Charlie's story in his song titled Charlie Siringo. Here's Craig Chambers.
Old Charlie Siringo was just 19 years old in 1875. Hell-bent on pushing his luck with them longhorns up north on the Chisholm Trail Drive. He told his dear mother he promised to squander no wages on women and wine. Charlie Siringo should never have made no big promises he couldn't mind. Now Charlie spent 15 long years on the hurricane deck of a Spanish cayuse, till the boss found out barbed wire worked cheaper than Sharpie, and up and cut old Charlie loose. He drifted to Kansas and tended a store, but 3 years was more than he could stand. Charlie Siringo rode up to Chicago and became a Pinkerton man. Now Charlie Siringo, he loved a fandango, and no one could argue with that. He'd ride in a minute for the pure glory in it, and he'd fight at the drop of a hat. That wild Texas gringo, Charlie Siringo, he rounded him up mighty fine. And I am a friend of old Charlie Siringo, and Charlie's an old. Now Charlie Siringo rode down through Durango, summer of 1899. Hot on the trail of some bad desperados, wanted over the Wyoming line. The hole in the wall gang had blowed up a pay train and gotten away with the dough. Charlie spent months on the trail of the wild bunch, but let old Butch Cassidy go. And now Charlie Siringo, he loved a fandango, and no one could argue with that. He'd ride in a minute for the pure glory in it, and he'd fight at the drop of a hat. That wild Texas gringo, Charlie Siringo, he rounded him up mighty fine. And I am a friend of old Charlie Siringo, and Charlie's an old friend of mine. Now Charlie Siringo was 51 years old, summer of 1906. After 22 years as a cowboy detective, he figured he'd just call it quits. Old Charlie, he understood he needed livelihood, couldn't get by on his looks. So Charlie remembered his Wild West adventures and wrote them all down in his books. Now Charlie Siringo, he loves a fandango, and no one can argue with that. He will ride in a minute for the pure glory in it, and he'll fight at the drop of a hat. That wild Texas gringo, Charlie Siringo, he rounded him up mighty fine. And I am a friend of old Charlie Siringo, and Charlie's an old friend of mine. That's why I'm a friend of old Charlie Siringo, and Charlie's an old friend of mine.
Craig Chambers with Charlie Siringo. That was recorded over 20 years ago, I guess, and I think he had several friends of mine on that recording session. Tom Morell was one of them on steel guitar. I believe Rich O'Brien was on that one, and perhaps Bobby Boatwright as well. Anyway, I hope you like that one. I like that song about old Charlie Siringo. Well, now here's a beautiful Western ballad by a fellow they called the Voice of the West. Of course, I'm talking about singing cowboy movie star Rex Allen.
Have you ever seen the grandeur of the Golden West, where the mountains kiss the soft blue sky? When the master finished it, he stopped a while to rest, as earth and heaven sang a lullaby. A melody as light as stardust is the Rocky Mountain lullaby. A melody as soft as gentle rains that filter through an April sky. It's sung by birds and trees and flowers to harmonize with heaven's bliss. Only fools try to describe a theme like this. Old as night that's gone, new as morrow's dawn, sung through eternity. 'Twas created by, freely granted by, someone greater than we. It's a work of nature wrought by God.
refreshing Rocky Mountain lullaby. That's so refreshing, Rocky Mountain lullaby.
Rex Allen with Rocky Mountain Lullaby. Back in the 1930s, there was a fellow named Uncle Art Satherley. He was from England, and he played a major role in producing some of the earliest and most popular Western and Western swing music, especially the recordings of Gene Autry and Bob Wills. When Uncle Art first heard Bob Wills' music, he was taken aback. He just couldn't understand why Bob kept hollering and injecting comments while his musicians were playing. And he couldn't understand the frequent change of meter in Bob's Western swing arrangements. In fact, it was hard to follow some of the changes that were actually written into the arrangements. How could a whole band appear to get off the beat and then seamlessly get back on? It was a big mystery. Well, some musicians used to joke at the end of a song, "Well, we all finished at the same time." Well, that's what they were talking about. Let's listen to Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys play Big Beaver. I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. This is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.